Say it again. Say it. What? Welcome. Welcome to Excellent 150. 50, baby. Oh. Excellent 150 is a smash. You see, I'm dressed up. I've been everywhere. I've been like on a war tour. Woo. Yes, they finally wrangled this tiger right in here. Line up. Oh, wow. I'm line up. They finally wrangled Lionel to do another episode of this damn show. Excellent world. New season, nigga. We gotta go. You'll get all his work. Bro, I have so much content to book, teach you from the back stuff. I've been like a couple weeks. I've been just everywhere. Everywhere you want to be, like a visa, baby. Hey, shout out to my Chiefs Kingdom. The other party was a smash. Thank you. Vegas was amazing. Amazing as always. That was old. This show was the 50th episode. I'm back with a new season, baby. Woo! And guess what we're talking about? You want some spoilers? Oh, we start off talking about everyone's bestie. Messed up, but boom, 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 boom. Y'all are the problem with it. No one knows the problem. You know what I'm talking about. We're doing a review of the smash. We're also going to deep dive into the Calamity of Errors, this Wendy Williams documentary, and what's going on today, and the comparison I think I did between, like, you know, Wendy and Bruce Willis. Would think there's a comparison. There's a comparison there somewhere in the show. Let's see. Teasers. These are teasers. Yeah. And I put some. And we have a new. Instead of excellence, instead of Fighter Week, we change it now. It's now Excellence in Professional Wrestling. Oh, Fighter Week. The Fighter Week. Excellence, because WWE's killing so much. I can't do Fighter Week. And it was this Elimination Chamber. The Elimination Chamber edition is smash. And you know what? This is a tease right here. If you know what I'm looking at right now from the intro, you know it. Pink. Whoa. You see, you know I don't do that. Yeah, I ain't done pink in a minute. I am the pink Psycho Bunny, but I ain't done this in a minute. No, I'm gonna die. But like, yeah, baby. Yes. Excellent World 50. Because I come to do, I'm gonna drop a job every week. I gotta get back. It cuts such a big check. I have to. So I'm back now. Oh, let's go, Nate. Let's go. I'm ready to molly with all you. Oh, wait, hold on. Give it to me. Let's go. You ready for the show? Oh, you ready for my show?
Stop.
This is my bestie. Well, I just, you get my review then. Yo, get on the show. Get the show, nigga. Let's go. Yo, hey, stop. My best. Hold on, so let me stop you. Let me start. That's how I start the review of the album. So listen. Let me be said. Right? I can separate art from artist. Right? Take me a little bit, but a minute. Shout out to Andres. He told me. He's like, yo, Miss Westy, kill me. I'm like, whoa, Child Rock. And I was over it because this whole Child Rock thing, you know, Drake's son song and him and Child Rock, Kid Rock. I was like, I thought, when I first heard it the first time, I was like, he's the Super Bowl weekend. And I'm like, you know what? I was hoping like Muppets would pop out. Like, it's gonna get messy. Like Muppets get messy. Muppets and shit fall out of the flight. I was like, it was like, what is the Fraggle Rock, Child Rock, whatever. Boom. And then, as I do the astuteness that I damn do on this show, I had to take in the album and digest it because he is one of, you know, he's an artist of our time. And I got into it and I'm like, whoa. I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. Wait, hold, whoa, whoa. We got one. I ain't never seen nothing like it. Boom, boom. Better leave it alone. She, for the rest of her life in perpetuity, she can be able to play like, hey, guess what? And I wanna boom, 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 boom. It's like a visa. Smash, super smash. And at first I was like, Chow Rock and shit, Kid Rock. But like, no, she destroyed the whole class. Smash, 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 smash. But of course, his father, bam. Hey, Ty Dolla $ign, love you. The album is great. And then someone said to me, wait, X, you. You know, you have standards. I'm poor, so what you listen to the album? I'm like, hold on, let me stop you right there, right now. Of course I will. I can separate art from the artist. Long time. Been done so a long time. Listen, let me ask you a question. Next time you get to your favorite, like go to let's say the Getty and the City of Angels, but if you go to like you know, museum, and you start looking at the art before, and start Google the artist, Google the stories, Google who they were, Google where they were, Google what happened to them in times, whatever. Google it. Just take some to learn who people were. And I promise you, you might look at the art in different ways, some of the arts, certain places. And guess what? Separate art from the artist. He's a torture artist. He told you. I don't subscribe with him. I won't do a song with him personally. Me, excellence, never. Like, he's one of the, he's one of the amazing. So, yeah. And that's a miscalculation to everybody. All the people thought we would listen to Kanye. Of course. Don't feel guilty. Listen, hold on. When you hear R. Kelly, Believe I Can Fly, do you feel guilty? Like, you feel like you're going to pee on people? No. No one cares. We understand this man, crazy as he is, made, I believe I can fly. And don't feel guilty. No fucks given. Because we put this out there on the ultimate, put him in jail. But so, you guys know what I mean? So like, I ain't tripping. So no, I'm not a guilty. And there's a miscalculation. And the label, he can be independent, do his own thing. What I don't subscribe to him. He doesn't subscribe to the excellence brand. What I'm doing over here, I don't like that. What types are? It's too much for me. But personally, but as a music enthusiast of like the principal, yeah, he's pretty great. Album is smash. Listen, hold on. Wait, go. Carnival is bananas. Wait, hold on. Didn't Charlamagne say some shit? Charlamagne chopped some shit talking about he was the bars is weak. No, it wasn't. I'm sorry. Perspective Charlamagne. Where's Charlamagne? Joe. Hey, Joe's rap is weak. He bodied the record. What are you talking about? Hey, yo, sometimes swag is on a million. It's a thousand million. Joe, stop playing. You would know that, Joe, if you were rapping. You don't rap no more. Kanye killed the record. Bodied. Is it good? Hey bro, stop. Whoa. Smash. A torture artist. Love him. Torture artist. We get love. I love him. I pray for him. I do pray for him. Don't we all? For real. So listen, he pushed the culture forward. What happened if he just did music and just focused on that? We would have bro Ayo. And we'd be like, so he stretched his hand to all y'all and give y'all a hit. Smash. Smash and kill the other record. All the nonsense and all the malaise, you don't want to listen to it, you get it, whatever. But when you get to it, you're like, oh, wait a minute, hold on. It's the fucking best in the world. Can't take it away. Hey. It's like Tourette. Tourette's. You just deal with it. I'm sorry. You might agree with it, but, okay. That's why I see him. I'm not going to do this on, but you get what I'm saying. Ayo, but yes, Miss Westy, you're my bestie. Boom, boom. I was like, beep. Wait, hold on. Smash. She killed that one. I'm like, whoa.
I fell in love with you.
This is great, too. Come on, bro. Stop. Name another album doing it right now like that. Did you play in the plane and killing it like that? We need it. Culture needs it. Thank you.
Do a snake wax. Smell fresh. Can I feel your touch in the latex?
Smash.
Stay wet. Can your whole girl watch? Cause she go next. Hit the lights on. Tell her watch this. I'll make you cream. I'll talk shit. You fall back. You got a grip. Throw your tongue out. You get some spot
head.
I just wanna
go. Put the body on the floor. Let's go. Let's drop all the dough.
Spin it off to get up real slow. Do it, baby, do it.
Woo! Hey, yo. Smash. I don't even know. Like, at that point, I was like... Are they showing off at that point? Is that great? Come on, bro. Listen, yes. Just ignore the nonsense. And be like, yeah. That's why. And they mad. They try to take it down. Was it? Wait, hold on. Oh, I got notes for you too. This is a long one. It's my opening sequel. You didn't think so? I think so. Yeah. Wait, hold on. I got notes. It was said that they tried to pull it down and some other extra shit. Kanye stuff. I'm like, why would you do that, bro? Why would you do that to him? You can't stop it. Psh, killing it. Bananas. Yo, like, is it number one? Song is bananas. Song is not, and they try to take it down. Apparently, put up, take it down, put it down. That's sad. You need to just let it go. He good. He gonna make it. Listen, man. He gonna do his thing. And ridiculous. And you gotta just suck that in our soul that we don't like. The you get it? Oh yeah, Kanye Kanye West first independent album grossed over $1 million in the first week. Hold on, million in the first week. Pow! Can't take it from him. Yep, work. His Vulture album. Wait, hold on. Oh, let me basically get the details. Billboard. He artist selling deal too. Listen, you can't be mad at him, man. Can't be mad at him. Look, bro, I don't agree with you. I think you. I'm beating my opinion himself. Shut up. But you know what I'm saying? I jumped off that train of like, you know, I'm an enthusiast of what that was. But everybody else on here is amazing. Ty Dolla $ign is amazing. Hey, Rich the Kid is the best Rich the Kid. My favorite song of Rich the Kid ever. For real. Nah, I'm just built, bro. So I'm get it. That's like, it puts culture folder. We hear a bunch of crap. And that doesn't mean some of the good albums, but a bunch of nonsense. Like, wait, good. It's great. At least let me know he keeps shooting the gym. Like, I'm about to shoot, knock y'all out. Bow! Oh, man. This one's gonna hurt me. I'm gonna start with letting you know we have a new segment. It's called the Excellent Hypothesis. I hypothesize that Russell Wilson is delusional. Before delusional. Here's the definition of delusional, by the way. Characterized by holding a false belief or judgment about external reality that are held despite incontrovertible evidence to the contrary, typically a symptom of a mental condition. Whoa, Russell Wilson. I never before thought that it was like that. Before today, before this clip.
And I got more fire than ever, honestly, especially over the past 2 years of what I've gone through. Whether if it's in Denver or somewhere else, I hope it's in Denver. Yeah, committed Denver. There. I wanted to be there. You know, I want to be there.
Denver.
For me, it's about winning. Over the next 5 years, I want to win two.
Division.
I want to feel the chill of that trophy.
Two?
I want to win more Super Bowls there.
What?
You know, I love the city and everything else. But, you know, you also want to be a place that wants you, too.
What?
Loser.
What? What are you talking? Yeah. What? The next 5 years you want me to? What's going on happening? Hold on. They benched you, bro. You have a $39 million hit on them, on the cap. They're going to let you go. And another team might pick you up. And if you get the minimum and the offsets, whatever offset off that to get that $39 million. But you getting, they're going to let you go. Stop playing. You want to get 2-5? At delusional. Read it again. And I never thought of it before today. But why would you put... What's going on? A 2024 is crazy. Ayo. Whoa. Russell. Hey, show me. Russell. Prove me wrong. Please. I want to be wrong. I like to be wrong. Prove me wrong, Russell. Come on, Russell. Stop. That's not the move. 2-5. I know they told me to win friends and influence people, but guess what? Lifetime, you get lifetime of shame. Shame. Lifetime of shame. 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 Lifetime channel. Shame. Let's get into it. So listen, I don't know what's going on right now in this world we are in now. We have this we like to watch celebrity mishap, torture porn, with handicap porn. So we have a new special. Wendy Williams special. And it just came out, and it just came out that she has actually a brain injury. And that's what's been causing it up a lot of the problems. What we've been seeing and stuff like that, right? You know the infamous, did she fall? Video where she fell. I'm fine with it. Yeah. Right. So, she lost her show. We know that. But my problem is shame on Lifetime. Why are we watching some of these images and stuff going on? So listen, I'm going to do a comp for you on my review of it, right? Because it's everybody's talking about it. And some people say she's clean and mean and she deserves it. No, no one deserves this. Nope. She stayed hard in pain. She told you hard in pain. No one deserves that. I don't like that. There's nothing. I'm going to tell you a couple things. I noticed pickups. But yeah, Lifetime. You had Lifetime of Shame with this one. Why would you? Hold on. Bruce Willis. He's having problems right now. Pray for Bruce Willis. Right now. He had dementia issues. I don't know what he looks like every day. I'm not seeing pictures of it. It's not videos. I don't know about his other maladies. I don't know about maladies and things ailing Bruce Willis's corns and boils. Why am I looking at... Listen, hold on. Look at her feet.
Lymphedema.
Why am I looking at her feet, bro? We know. We get it. She's a proponent of that. We sprinkle about what's going on. That's like, do you want to be advocate for that? Forever? Was that a thing? I know Bruce Willis. Listen. He's mad at me. He said Bruce Willis got coins. It's so stupid. Yo. Oh, yo. I mean, my soul laugh. It's great. Bruce Willis. And I'm dumb. Dumb and stupid. Whoa. What I'm trying to say is. What? I hate myself. I have to hate myself in this fucking life. It's crazy. Now, seriously, no. Bro. Seriously, no. Straight sure, Bruce Willis has corns and boils on his feet and toes. I don't see it all the time, right now. Right? But I'm seeing a special with Wendy Williams. I don't like that shit. And guess what? You know what else? She looked like, at a point, she looked like, Ayo. At a point, she looked like Miss Piggy. New York, the whole backdrop and stuff. I'm like, I don't like this shit, bro. Come on, look. Stop. Everybody
instantly falls in love with me.
Dope.
That's
awesome. She like Miss Piggy. The Towers, they keep showing Towers. It's a movie. There's a Muppet movie where like the Towers and shit. It, like, am I seeing what the? Yeah. So, that was my other one. The other thing I have is like, Ayo, why are the staff dressed better than her in the show? Just better than her. The staff. The staff is swagged on a million. Swagged on a million. Ayo, look. Look at her. Look at him. Ayo, look at him. Look at him right now. Look. No, seriously. Spider-Man, every time he's dipped to death. He looks to death. I know, I heard he's a jeweler. He looks devastating every time. Everybody, sickening. And she be looking like wrecked. Like, she look like, sometimes she look like she came out like Lulu Woggle. What's going on, man? Fix that up. I don't like that at all. To me, it's a problem. But let me tell you something. I'm gonna be super wealthy. Super. If I ever lose my mind, and I'm around people, and I don't look better than everyone around me, and I'm paying for these motherfuckers, then it's a problem. You don't want no problem, bitch. Stop playing. That goes for Stevie Wonder people. Fix that. Whew. Anyway, let's hold on. But hey, man. Then they brought Lifetime of Shame. Then they brought in White China.
Angela, can I call you Angela?
Yes, oh, please. She was doing her
back cut.
Yeah, whatever. Anybody about her butt when they do montages and stuff like that. They drag this shit out for episodes, parts and parts. And I want to see. Hold on. This one, dude.
She'll come to the house.
No, that pride.
I'm gonna let y'all catch.
Yeah, oh yeah. What she usually brought? What you brought? White China in superfluous scene. So let me listen. I don't understand what's going on right now. Like, what's happening? And again, another one of these scenes like this.
She'll come to the house.
No,
we did pride together.
Another one of these scenes. We get like this shit. Why are you taking on her wig?
I'm wearing makeup.
So beautiful.
Yes, she's still beautiful. 100%. Why is that showing on a film? I'm not seeing Bruce Willis looking like this. I'm not seeing Bruce Willis looking like that. And they had the same kind of injuries. Why? Who's profiting on this special, this being shown? Just lock it down. I want to see the best of her. Stop playing. And for that, that shit canceled. We shouldn't see that. We should hear about it. We should read about it. That's what I thought. That's my thought. Yes, she had a time. She was famous. The money is like that. Hey, Wells Fargo. Hey, bro. If it's that, if they're doing this just because she make money, because Wells Fargo holding her money up, then Wells Fargo give her money back, bro. Stop. Whatever, please. I know they're drinking whatever, but it's not. It looks really much like it's might make some money on a storyline. Come on, Sabro. Anyway, shame. I said, pour out the liquor for it when it wins. Queen, she's the queen of me. But no, she didn't deserve that. No one deserves anything like that. It's a new segment. It used to be called Fighter of the Week. I changed it now to the Excellence in Professional Wrestling. And guess who wins? One of the winners. So we had a segment that we used to call it Fighter of the Week. Fighter of the Week! Whoop! And now we're calling it the excellence that is professional wrestling. And do you know why? Do you know why? Because WWE is taking it and just says, ah. And so I felt it just like necessary to change it up for the new season. So it's the excellence that is professional wrestling of the week. I'm going to talk about Elimination Chamber. And that's why I'm bringing it all the way back to what I just did. You see how I like it there? You heard that record right there? That was unreleased. Drew McIntyre. Smash for Drew, by the way. Is Drew. Scene right here. Winning. Congratulations to him. Congratulations to him right now. Drew McIntyre, the Mac Man. Go on to WrestleMania and beat Rollins up right now. Beat him up right now, right now, right now. Go get that. Yes, yes, yes. Go beat him up. Yes, the psychopath. Hey, bro, I wrote that record for you right now. I wrote that record for you like 2 years ago. And the song goes, I didn't know, I lost my mind when I saw Drew McIntyre gave Brock a claim on mine to an empty arena. I said, lost my mind during the pandemic. I said, it's time. I wrote it for you. You didn't know. Love you, Drew. But no, seriously, but that's not even the one who wins, really, the really award. No, 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 no. You know who wins the award? The Elimination Chamber for the excellence in professional wrestling for the week, for the world. Is it that time already? I didn't think it was that time already, bro. But guess what? Guess what time it is? It happens to be that time. And guess what? Everybody be upset for your own good. Get into this work right now. It's tippy time. Hey, yo, is it tippy time? Stop playing. Is it? Is it tippy time? Is it tippy? No, stop playing, bro. Seriously. She was there so much. Tiffany Stratton. If you don't know that, Tiffany, Google it. Tiffany Stratton. Whoa. Minnesota Barbie, baby. Whoa. Listen, let me tell you something. So, it could be said that they were in Australia, in Perth. Perth, Australia, and Elimination Chamber. WWE is about inclusion. When you go to a place in the world, they want people to look like them. She looks just like everyone on there. Everybody there. Oh, I've been there. They felt like they was home. They was like, this is a girl. Oh my God. Yo, hey, bro. She popped like nobody else before I've never seen before. And she's dope. Dope. Super dope. Anyway. Right? Super. Hold on. Another one. Here's a clip. Another one. Listen, they're here now. Here's the. Look. That's her. Her moonsault is disgusting. Out of control. Out of control. What? But in Perth, at the Elimination Chamber, there's like 50,000 people. It was so great. When shout out to Raquel Rodriguez. Raquel Rodriguez. She like a horse. She just stomp her feet like a horse. Raquel Rodriguez. Shout out to her. I'm going to show you a clip right now. Shout out to Raquel Rodriguez. Raquel Rodriguez hits Tiffany too hard. And the crowd in Perth, Australia, looked like they wanted to come across the ring ropes and beat her up. Hold on, watch. Ooh. Just feet away. Stop it. Don't do that, Tiffany. Hey, stop playing, buddy. Hey, stop playing, girl. Look, hit the crowd. Look at that. Look at that. The crowd looked like they was like, yo, are you hitting her like that for real? We got to come with her? It's extra. And I felt bad for her, bro. I was scared for her. Look at your freeze frame. Like, I was scared for her. I was. Whew, it's a lot. And when she lost. Liv Morgan doing her best. Alexa Bliss. Well, Alexa Bliss is up there with her baby, living her best life. We need 5 feet of fury. You get better at living. But anyway, Liv Morgan got lucky again. And guess what? Guess what? Everyone in the world told you what it was. She got lucky. And look at the crowd. They're looking over the fight. Listen. Look at the face. Everybody's like, what the fuck? The fuck? It's the fuck? Everyone wanted to ride, bro. Telling you. Listen. I don't know what it is, right? I know what it is. She's just sad. She's like, ah. She's like me. I'm here now. I wasn't trying to go pink until summer. Come on, Tiff. Come on. Stop. Listen. You win the excellence for professional wrestling for the week. You win the fighter of the week. Excellent word. Excellent word. Hey, baby. Hey. You keep it up. I might have to write a song about you. For real. Oh, shit. For sure. Drew got one. And Gunta got one. He ain't know yet. Hey, Gunta. Cool. But I play. Don't let me play Gunta for y'all right now. I'm breaking a record for Gunta right now. Hey, yeah. Gunta. Smash. But seriously. Don't make it become an excellent thing, Tiffy. Because that was bananas. Just everything. Woo. Just like that. Woo. And by the way, special shout out to my man, my spirit animal, LA Knight. Whose game is it right now? Who's got the game in the spot? Yes. We're both from LA too. Holding it down. LA Knight, bro. Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. I got a clip. What's that clip at? Stop playing. Hey, AJ Styles, bro. Stop playing, bro. Stop playing, bro. Let me find a clip. Hold on. Let me find a clip, bro. AJ Styles, stop playing, bro. I'm going to be really upset with you. You mess around with the man. Stop playing. I know you really don't like him, but come on, stop, bro. Stop, AJ. Stop, AJ. Stop it. Stop being a hater, bro. It's not good for you. It's not good for you. I'm looking at the wrong clips. I'm finding wrong clips of feet and shit. From last time. Whoa. Where are you, AJ? Where's AJ's out? Hold on. Let me find it. Hold on. No. No, bitch. This is what you get when you were doing too much work by yourself. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is leave LA Knight alone, bro. You don't want that smoke. Whose game is it? Who got the whole worst set? Blunt force trauma. But no. Work. That's the excellence in professional wrestling. And if you don't like it, you know what? Check yourself. Hey, yo, this is the excellence in professional wrestling part 2 of the same episode. A special shout out to one special award. He gets the award right now. You know who it is? Austin Theory. A-Town Down. You know why? Because he put some respect on your name, on the genre, on the game. Woo! For everyone. Right there in the paint. Actually, watch a clip. Hold on. Look. 100%. He checked somebody.
What'd you just say?
My man's fucking.
What are you
eating,
each other? Hold on a second. You brought me here. You're going to talk to me like this?
Why are you
talking? Hey, no, man. Just because you're in charge of some shit here, man, doesn't mean you can talk to me like this.
Straight up. He shook.
You're saying what I do is easy. Yeah. People in here talking about my job. You couldn't walk a damn day in my shoes.
Tell him.
You see? Got me in here. Dude, are you kidding me, man? I'll smack the shit out of
you. Hey, the smoke.
Don't bring me all the way.
Smoke in seconds.
Man, this guy's talking his head off, man.
Work.
What's his problem, dude?
What'd
you just say?
My
man's fucking.
What's it? Exactly. The dude was rude. Hey, Austin. Look at it. You made him put some respect on your name. I'm tired of hearing about fate. Ayo. I want to hear anybody say this fate. I want to see you do what they do. Do it. Do it for a week. Do it for a month. Do it. Look at the injury list. You know, you say, thank you. Stop. Austin put some respect on his name. He gets the extra special award of excellent. What? Fight a week. Austin Theory. So, in conclusion, right? Woo! If you like the show, please share it. Send it to people. Follow me. What is it? YouTube, TikTok, Christian Mingle, Grindr. And Raya and Bimble Bumble Timble Timble Tumble Bimble. Hey, follow me. Hey, follow Excellence, man. Twitter, Twits and shit, Twits, X's and shit. Hey, Twitch Threads. Excellent World. Excellence. Oh, Andre Excellence. Andre Excellence on Instagram. Ooh, my first name. Call me a little gummer. But yeah. and everybody knows we dropped the E long time ago. It's excellent. Excellence. Like butter, baby. I feel pretty. Hey, you know I'm doing numbers. I'm about to go to Europe. I'm about to go. Hey, I think I'm about to bust down Germany. Coming soon. Whoa. Hey, y'all want to see me in Germany? What about Cologne? Ooh. What about Berlin? Let's go to Berlin. Hey, yo. It's a party. I'm going to go to Berlin. Again. Love it there. They love me there. It looks like something there. They go there. You didn't know what that was. But yo, there's a couple of color snacks. You're in. Yo. X-Force coming. I got new music coming. But my biggest record in the world right now is I Feel Fucking Pretty. What? Smash. You know. Whoa. Y'all ain't seen me perform right yet, have you? You haven't seen me done do that damn nonsense. It's smashing right now. It's killing numbers everywhere. People calling me. Hey, stop blowing my phone up. Dude, by the way. Do you hear this beat? This is from this snake. This big snake, Nick. Can beat you up. Oh, bring it up. Bring it up. Where you start? Let's start it again. What? That's how it is. But yeah, no. I'm going to, in March, I might be going to Europe. Who wants to see Excellence in Europe? Come on. Let me know. Follow me. Oh, it could be good. You do that. Oh. Is that my wife? It might be. Stop. No, really. Please share this. Like it. Save it. Boom, boom. We got more. I'm gonna start doing it every week. Every week, bro. It's a lot. I'm killing on the music. I'm just doing this show. Give me y'all. Foul this work because everybody's bored. Apparently, everybody keeps asking me to do show, but I don't do this. Like, why are you not doing it? Because. Okay, this next time. But yeah. No, we're about to turn up. We're tuning in the band right now. I'm getting in the gym. Look. Excellent. Baby, for you. For the summer's coming. For the war of 2024. Because guess what? At the end of the year, you're going to be able to say, whose game is it? Who? This game is it? Me. Who? Excellence. You'll see. I feel pretty, baby. Oh, it's doing numbers. Come get that. See you next time. 51 next week. I'm doing numbers. Next week. Let's get it popping, baby. And when you see me, in the street, I have my cash money.